Within the 2 days of interaction, argument, being divided into working groups, specifically on security sector, with parties, security experts, and being divided into governance working group with the governance experts or the parties, I think the indicator is very clear that our situation is not unique. We're not reinventing the wheel. So for all along this time, we've been shouting our security, our situation is unique. Our situation is not unique. We have a lot of examples in the continent that really actually match with our situation. And I've seen in some cases people saying, yeah, this is the best option for South Sudan because it's more relevant to our context. So that means that acceptance and that acknowledgement that some of the examples with regard to governance setups or security setups that were being used in Angola or in Mozambique or in South Africa or in Rwanda, where people are admitting, yes, this is more relevant to our situation, that means proved our situation is not unique. The only thing is that all along this time, we have been escaping responsibility to deliver peace. And I think right now, with the 2 days, we have been challenged that now our situation is not unique and we're not reinventing the wheel. Actually, there's examples in the continent that we can learn from them. And I think also it came very clear the question of leadership of negotiating parties. All those agreements were able to be successful because they have consistent leadership that take responsibility to ensure peace prevailed. So I think these are the lessons that we have learned. And I think I have offered a challenge to our parties, specifically their leadership. At the same time, the big question is whether really they will now acknowledge that all this along they have been sort of like dodging the reality. Now the reality has been reflected to them. Now they can make decisions that really lead to compromise that we can walk out with a peace deal.
Yeah, Kenny, also, we are talking about this conflict in South Sudan, and you are talking about also 5 points in the governance and 5 points in the security. And the mediators are trying their best, as you are saying, but the parties are so concerned that they don't want something to be imposed on them. And yet they are not agreeing. And we are now 4 years into discussions. So what is the way out if everybody is saying we don't want an imposed deal and then they don't agree? What should be the option then?
I think right now, where we are now in Addis, with these 2 days' exposure to learn from others' experience, have sort of like create a situation that it imposed on the leaders that nobody can impose on them an agreement. It required their voluntary decisions and required their own voluntary will to accept peace. And that's why in the 2 days, it is very clear from IGAD, it's very clear from the facilitators, it's very clear from the member state of AU that we have no any solution to your problem. It is you to own your own solution. But we can expose to you to some options that are more similar as can offer as options of solutions to your context. I think that is, but I what I would like to say is that one thing we have realized very clear, and I think this has become more real, is that in the context of South Sudan, we are so much traumatized. Actually, yesterday we were chatting with some few colleagues who are now discussing something we call trauma-centered mediation, because the level of trauma among the warring parties is very high, among the stakeholders very high. So part of the problems that make us to be more rigid and to be more hard, not really moving forward, is that we're traumatized and we look at things from personal point of view and we don't sacrifice for the benefit of the country and for the benefit of the citizen. So I think that element of the trauma was reflected very clearly in the 2 days, and now people are really shy. And you can feel when the facilitators are giving examples, like somebody from India giving the Indian context, how India undergone conflict and how do they set up security sector, and he present the reality. You can see people nodding their head that no, actually, the weakness is from our side. It's the weakness not from the mediators. It's us who are rigid. It's us who want to accept the reality. So I think somehow the signal that at least things are improving and things are moving towards a positive direction is coming up that we have seen the last 2 days. But we hope that they will change their mind in the night of today, and then tomorrow they become more radical.
Last question. We learned that the day will start with the South Sudanese talking to themselves in the morning, that is before the official opening. Why is this approach?
If you remember, in the last phase of revitalization, in one of the Sundays, which is the 11th of February, we had a prayer, and in that prayer, there was an appeal that came that, look here, let us have a chance to talk to ourselves as South Sudanese without any foreigner being whether playing a role of mediation or facilitation or leading or playing another role like helping the process. So that what happened last year and some months ago. And I think I'm one of the person who was elected that look here, organized for us that. So when we came for the 2 days, we tried to ask a guard, specifically the office of the special envoy, that this is an appeal which was met last year, some few months ago. We want to translate this appeal to a reality. And we talked to the parties, and the parties have accepted. So tomorrow we'll be having South Sudanese talk. That means South Sudanese are talking to themselves. And the idea of this is to at least narrow the gaps. And you know, this is not a first time. You're aware of 1972, the same approach was used. The CPA, the same approach was used. And in 2015, the same approach was used in Baghdad, where South Sudanese locked themselves alone under the facility of religious leaders. So we are repeating the same thing. So it's not a new approach. So our religious leaders tomorrow will take a lead from 9 to 2 to facilitate a discussion among the South Sudanese parties where we sit alone. And that's where we can speak out, whether it means we insult ourselves, so that we can narrow the gap. Because at the end of the day, we have no home where to stay. The home we have is South Sudan. The land is in South Sudan. The land is not in Addis. So the aim is to really generate a situation where we can't blame anybody. We own the process and we decide for our faith. Nobody can tell us that this is the best pathway for your own situation. So we campaign for that. And in tomorrow, we hope that things will go positively in our South-South talks. And the idea is that the South-South talk will complement the formal process of IGAD. So if we're able to reach a peace deal in the South-South talk, then we can present to the IGAD and say, look here, around the 10 points of disagreement, we're able to resolve 8 points. There's no need for you to think about this. And these are the options from the parties. Let's go ahead. And maybe things may work out. So we're trying our level best to see that South Sudanese talk to themselves and they own the outcomes of the talks that tomorrow.
Lastly, as from a civil society perspective, what will be the decisive factor in this round?
It is the formula to design the government and the definition of positions in the government, and specifically at the level of presidency. That is going to be a decisive position where some people have to bear a really hard time, and some have to be ready to really swallow a bitter pill, because as war have its price, peace have its price, and some people have to swallow a bitter pill, and I think some people need to make decisive position in terms of definition of presidency. At the same time, the size of the parliament, that's, I think, going to be one of decisive position. And I think also I've seen from, in terms of the alliance as an opposition, they are much more sticky to see that the signing of the declaration of the principle, the DOP, as something that if government can sign is an expression of acceptance and willingness. That's another decisive point. So the formation of government is a decisive point. I don't think they're going to be a big issue. In terms of the security sector, I would say somehow with a 2 days workshop, I'm convinced that already there's a consensus around security sector in terms of how do we do contonment, how do we do assembling. With the experience we have seen the 2 days, somehow I can see signal of things are improving. But forming the government is going to be decisive. So some people have to bear the pain of missing.
Thank you. We'll hear from you more. Thank you.
Thank you very much.